Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were talking about men that say we need a new translation of the Bible because the King James Version is too hard to understand. Let's continue with that discussion today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Verse 11, we said, grace is for all. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men. To all men. See, the Greek word used here, most often used for grace, and it's defined as favor, acceptance, kindness granted. Okay, that means it was not earned. And so, as we look at this, grace is for all, that means that all men need it, and if all men need it, then whosoever would drink of the water of life, let him come and drink of the water of life freely. Jesus said, whosoever will, let him come and drink of the water of life freely, in Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. Now, there are those out there today says, oh, yeah, I believe that, whosoever will, but they only have that will if God gives it to them. If God wants them to go to hell, then he won't put that will in them. In other words, they think that people are predestined to go to hell. But for some reason, anyone that believes that doesn't believe that they're predestined to go to hell. I always wanted to go to one of those that believe these things, is to go to the hospital when they have a baby born and say, wow, I hope that baby there is not condemned to go to hell or predestined for it. Oh, my goodness. I don't know if I'd want to get attached to it if he's that. You can't even know that, can you? Well, after he gets done hitting me in the mouth, then I can maybe say through broken teeth, say, well, you said you believed in predestination. You don't know if he's predestinated or not. And you know, that's the problem today, is that men come up with these fancy theories with $100 words for all the names. And the only problem is it doesn't line up with the scripture. One of the funnier things I get out of this is that sometimes you get a lot of these that says, well, you know, we needed a new translation of the Bible because the King James is too hard to understand. And so it's good that we had these new translations. Well, those new translations are out of the wrong text that they use, so how can you get an accurate translation out of corrupted text? You can't get a right translation out of corrupted text. But even at that, the King James Version is actually on a fifth grade level. Now, particularly if you went to a Bible college and you can't understand this King James Version of the Bible, then you ought to go back and sue that Bible college that they would not teach you so that you could have understanding. Now, you see what I mean? When you really start to break an argument down that they have for going against the Word of God, it shows utter, utter ignorance. And that's exactly what that is to say that. So again, this Greek word here for grace is defined as favor, acceptance, kindness, granted, not earned, granted. The idea is that it is given without expectation of compensation. That would be compensation that would be financial or something of that nature. But it is through repentance and faith. Now, repentance and faith is not a work. Okay? It is not a work. Now, some try to equate it to that. On the other hand, there was one writer years ago that talked about, wrote a book on lordship salvation. And so, if you messed up, you really sinned, got some kind of a habitual sin after your salvation, you weren't really saved, so you need to get saved. Okay. And I don't know how many times people get saved in that. I've been around some of those that they've had the same people get saved about 4 or 5 times in a row. So that really doesn't really work, because you're either saved or you're not saved, and you're saved once for all. That's the Bible. And I still like going along with what the Bible says instead of what men trying to fancy things up say to get people trusting them rather than in God. Now, it is granted the freeness of God's tenderheartedness to grant this salvation to sinners. God's grace is therefore granted in relationship to man's sin, of which man could not do anything about it to eternally pay and satisfy the holiness of God. Now, I'm going to just kind of break in here with this. Jesus Christ existed in eternity past. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Jesus, in his prayer, talked about restoring that joy and other things they had that he had had with him before the foundation of the world. Jesus took on human flesh and a human body that he might die for our sin. Now, he died and he was buried. He rose up and he ascended into heaven. And there at heaven's mercy seat, he applied his precious sinless blood to the mercy seat. He placed it there. Now, what is interesting about that, they took the lamb's blood in the Old Testament, they'd sprinkle that blood in there, pour some blood in there, but really, that lamb could not take away sin. But this blood of Jesus Christ was sinless blood, who had been fully tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin, the Bible says. So our Lord was fully under all the temptations that Satan and this world could throw at him, and yet never sinned one time. So when he died on the cross, he was murdered, tortured. I mean, you name it, it happened to him. And yet, he never sinned one time. That blood was sinless, precious blood that flowed from his side while he had on him, our sin, all sin of all men for all time, that he might be the payment for that sin. He died, he rose up, went to heaven, applied that mercy seat in heaven, the blood, and it was accepted at the Father because it was pure blood. Now, if you think you can work your way to heaven, then you got to be able to die, ascend into heaven, and apply your blood at the mercy seat, but you can't do that because you don't have the pure blood that would be the payment. God wanted pure, innocent blood, and you don't have that. You've inherited a sin nature from Adam, so you've inherited his blood, and so you understand that you needed a Savior, and Jesus Christ is that Savior. Now, his favor is never, never, never merit. You see, God's grace is granted simply in relationship to man's sin, which man could not do anything about it to eternally pay and satisfy the holiness of God. That's why a holy Lord and Savior was offered on the cross. So, That's why I said, this grace of God that brings salvation, this grace, this favor, is not merited in any form or fashion. If it were, it would not be grace. It would not be grace in its purest form. It would not be grace at all. It is an act on God's part in which he not only forgives, but brings joy and forgiveness in our acceptance of his work, that is, the work of Jesus Christ. We receive it by repentance and faith. And that will simply mean that as man knows, he must one day appear before God. He is trusting his eternity in its totality, solely, and solely only on the payment of Jesus Christ on the cross for their sin. They're not trusting anything else. Jesus Christ performed all the work that was needed to merit salvation and satisfy the wrath of God for his wrath against sin. He had prepared hell for the devil and his angels, but when man fell with Satan, when Satan tempted Adam to sin and Adam and Eve sinned, then man failed with him, and then they needed a Savior from that point forward. So, Christ paid for our sin. He is the propitiation, that is the entire payment for all sin for all time. So, he paid for it all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he made it white as snow. Now, as a result, you do not pay for what has been paid for us by Jesus Christ. He already paid it for us. We cannot accept it in our behalf, and we know that whereas the Father will accept the blood as our payment, it's not we who say, okay, I'm applying the blood. No, Jesus applied the blood. You're receiving him saying, I was a sinner that deserved to go to hell, and this is the payment for my sin. I believe in him. I believe he's died for me, and he rose from the dead. I'm giving him my heart and life. Now, you'll never, never, never merit it. Boy, I can't say that enough. But
this is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible